Hello everyone, welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, Marianne Penn, and today I am joined by Paul Henderson. We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Hello again, everyone. I only hope Ruth will forgive me for moving on to part two. We start part two with information desk, and today there are four items. Just a couple of messages this week. The first to say thank you, Margaret Hare, for your memories of Victoria Station. I will pass them on to the editors of Just Talk, and maybe they will use them in a future recording. And the second is for the usual stamp thank yous that go to Bob Beer, Mr. M. Holmes, and Daphne Cookland.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3-3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Norwich Creative Writing Group is very friendly and open to all styles of writing, and meets between 2 and 3.45pm on the third Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre. The next meeting is on the 16th of April, which is a Tuesday.
Work to make the Heartsease Five Ways roundabout much safer for all those who use the area is making good progress. Most of the work is nearing completion, and the next and final phase of the project is to resurface the whole roundabout area and its approaches. The aim of the project at Heartsease Roundabout is to improve the safety of the area, particularly for those walking, cycling, and using wheelchairs or pushchairs. The old roundabout had a poor safety record, and there was no designated crossing facilities. Improvements include changing the alignment of the roundabout so there is only one circuitry lane around it and so that each arm will have a single lane for entry and exit. There will be new parallel crossings on all arms for those walking and cycling, and pavements around the roundabout have been converted to shared-use pedestrian and cycle paths and widened to provide segregated paths where possible. There will be temporary road closures from Saturday, the 13th of April, until Saturday, the 18th of May. From Saturday, the 13th of April, Heartsease Five Ways Roundabout will be closed on all its approaches. Plumstead Road, St. William's Way, and Heartsease Lane will close for the first time since work began last year. These join the existing closures on the Harvey Lane and Plumstead Road East arms. The existing closure on Margeson Avenue will also remain in place until work is completed. An application has been made for a five-week permit to complete the work until Saturday, the 18th of May. The site team is making sure work is completed as soon as possible, and are hopeful that it can finish the resurfacing in a shorter time frame. Access for those on foot, cyclists, and emergency vehicles will be maintained throughout the closure period. Buses through the area will still be running while work takes place, but will be following diversions listed on the relevant routes. Services 23 and 23A will divert via Hillary Avenue and Barrowdale Drive. Services 24, 24A and 24B will divert via Harvey Lane. And service 33 will continue to follow the existing diversion route via Gordon Avenue and Thunder Lane. Temporary bus stops will be signed on the ground, and it is planned for the buses to serve stops along their diversion routes to help people moving while the closure is in place. Why is a full closure needed? Changes to make Heartsease Five Ways safer for everyone, and particularly for those walking, wheeling, or cycling, mean that the roundabout has to be rebuilt in a completely different way.